Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, July 15th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Republican senators introduced legislation to ban mask mandates on public transportation. Protesters in France riot over vaccine passports. Drug overdose deaths reach a record high. Federal judge blocks New York City's effort to evict homeless from hotels. The suburbs around Washington, D.C. rank the richest in the nation. Also ahead, what Republicans are doing wrong. But first, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul unveiling a new bill that would prohibit the federal government from mandating face masks while riding public transportation. The Travel Mask Mandate Repeal Act of 2021 would bar agencies from demanding masks at transit hubs like airports and train stations. Said Paul, quote, Americans are smart enough to make their own decisions. Protesters in France rioting over the government's vaccine passports. Hundreds of demonstrators set fire, smashed windows in Paris. The digital document will be required before entering most public buildings throughout the country. Less than 35% of France's 67 million population is fully vaxxed. The number of Americans dying from drug overdoses jumped 30% last year. Nearly 100,000 people in the USA perished from narcotics, compared to 70,000 in 2019. Doctors blame the stat on the COVID shutdown, increased access to the deadly opioid fentanyl, but the real reason is that the border is so open that deadly narcotics are flooding across it, and that makes the drugs cheaper on the street. So more people are buying more of them and dying. A federal judge halting New York City's plan to remove homeless people who were being housed in hotels during the pandemic. The court ruled that New York's Department of Homeless Services failed to adequately assess residents' mental health and addiction status before ordering them out of the hotels. New study finds the richest neighborhoods in the USA surround Washington, D.C. The Census Bureau says 9 of the top 20 wealthiest communities ring the capital. Median household income there, $130,000 per person, twice the national average. In a moment, bad looks for the Republican Party. Right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, Republican mistakes. By any measure, the Biden administration is having trouble. High inflation, skyrocketing gas prices, higher food prices. Then you have the southern border, millions of migrants streaming across it. Then you have violent crime out of control in many cities. Then you have all the racial tension that President Biden is trying to exploit. You add it up, it's not a good picture in Washington. So the Republican Party should be putting forth solutions. But that's not what the headlines are saying for the GOP, the grand old party. Instead, some Republicans are bogged down on three self-destructive issues. Number one, COVID vaccine. Number two, the Capitol riot. Number three, the disputed election. Let's take them one by one. The primary opponents of taking the COVID vaccines are on the right, anti-vaxxers. Now, you have the right not to take the vaccine. Government cannot force you. But private businesses, schools, and local institutions can say no vax, no entry. That is legal under the Constitution. But the wider question is that the vaccines developed by the Trump administration work. They protect Americans from COVID and they stop the transmission. But you have about 30%, again, mostly conservative Republicans, that simply will not take the vaccine. That is not a good look politically or in a public safety context. Then there's the Capitol riot on January 6th. You cannot defend that. Most Republicans don't defend it, but they go, what about this? They say it wasn't that bad. That's a loser. Let's just say it should never have happened. And finally, election fraud. Yes, there was some. No, we don't have the evidence that would prove beyond a reasonable doubt, which you have to do, that the fraud would have turned the election around. Now, you can say we need new laws, you can do all of that, and that's legitimate. But to harp on the election is not a good look for Republicans. Again, if the GOP wants to make advances next year in the midterms of 2022, it has to look forward. It has to put forth better policies than the Biden administration. That should not be hard. As I said, the first 7 months of Joe Biden has been a disaster, but the Republicans are not exploiting it. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. You'll like it there. And also, I hope you check out my new book, Killing the Mob. Big, 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 big bestseller. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. President Biden has been in office for 176 days. Old Joe is kind of dull and not doing that much every day. We get his schedule, there's not a lot on it. And compared with the volatile Donald Trump, Mr. Biden's kind of invisible. He's not a TV viewer magnet, especially for the news outlets. Here are the facts. In June of 2017, first year Donald Trump was in office, Fox News averaged about 2.2 million viewers in primetime, MSNBC 1.7, CNN 1.2 million. Well, June 2021, 4 years later, the news is not good. Fox News has lost 42% of its primetime audience. MSNBC down 36%, CNN 57%. Wow. CNN's entire lineup now fails to break 1 million viewers an hour. Don Lemon, routinely watched by only 600,000 people in prime time. On average, CNN is watched by less than 800,000 Americans each night. A recent analysis from the Conservative Media Research Center studied 24 hours of news coverage on CNN. They found a whopping 60% of all the reportage still focused on Donald Trump and the January 6th Capitol riot. The problem here is that many TV news agencies no longer seek the truth. They don't develop new and good stories. They simply promote or denigrate politicians and others whom they agree or disagree with. It's like public relations now, not reporting. That gets very, very boring. And boring is what is killing TV news. I've been doing this a long time. When I was at Fox News, my ratings were record-breaking. Because we were not boring. We did not try to shape the news. We reported it and we analyzed it as best we could with facts backing up the analysis. That's gone, and the TV news agencies, all of them, are suffering because of it. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.